Welcome to the only SEO podcast where you'll learn how to get massive amounts of traffic without spending a lot of money. Here, we're all about that budget. That's why we call ourselves Frugal SEO. I'm your host, Nicholas, and today I'll teach you one simple action that I did in order to take my new website to a point where I was receiving traffic. If you know anything about SEO, you know how slow it is. But thanks to this tactic I was using, I was able to get around 300 clicks with about 2 days of work. You don't believe me? Tune into this podcast to learn everything about it. Since the name of the podcast is Frugal SEO, rest assured that you won't spend a single penny on this tactic, and instead you only have to do one simple action, which is subscribe to the podcast and hopefully share it with your friends. Coming back to the episode, I'll tell you a little bit about the analytics. The trick that I'm about to show you is using Pinterest. Pinterest is a really great source of traffic. It has gotten down quite a bit over the last few years, but is it still the best social media platform to get organic traffic from a segmented audience? If you know anything about, let's say, Instagram, you know that a post has a 24-hour lifespan. On LinkedIn, it could be a little bit more, and on Twitter, you literally have around a couple of hours in all your tweets. In Pinterest, you can pin today, maybe don't get traffic the following days if it's a new account, but you're bound to get results if you follow a proper Pinterest strategy. You can see results starting from month, maybe 2-3, but most probably on 4th. You will start seeing how your pins that you created months ago start going viral, start getting impressions, start being safe, and you see how conversations begin to start due to that pin. This time interval is much better than a 6 month or even 1 year interval from Google. Anyhow, I took this account, I created it around 1 month ago, and I started pinning, right? Before telling you my strategy, I'll tell you a little bit of my analytics for the last 30 days. On March 28th, I was getting 1,000 impressions each month. By the way, if you don't understand anything I say on this podcast, please leave a comment or go to the next URL, seoforablog.com/how-to-use-pinterest. That's my complete guide. You will learn anything you need to know about Pinterest and its terms. But anyway, on the 28th of March, I was getting 1,000 impressions. And impressions, to those of you who don't want to see the guy right now, is basically the amount of times your pin gets seen. They are not clicks, they are not saves, but it's still a good metric to keep an eye on. It's more of a vanity metric if I gotta be honest with you. But anyway, I was getting 1,000 impressions, which is nice. I mean, the account was new. At the time of filming this, which is the 27th of April, I'm getting 92,000 impressions each month. At the same time, I have an audience, 80,000 people, and I've gotten higher than 2,500 engagement. That translates to hundreds of saves, but also hundreds of clicks in less than a month. Everything for a new website, which is, again, barely a month old. So how did I do it? Because you as a small business or blogger want to see traffic. You start working on your content marketing strategy, you know SEO is slow, you start stressing about it, and then you create social media such as Instagram, start creating images and don't get any traffic. By the way, my Instagram is either SEO for a blog or Frugal SEO, as I might change it soon. But anyway, you know that Instagram is not the best traffic source. You've tried it, you've seen it, and you've cried about it. So, this is a new strategy. Go ahead and create a Pinterest account. What are you gonna do? First, you wanna check my guide. My guide goes into every single detail you need to know about Pinterest. Second of all, what did I do? I started creating images for every single post I created. A pin is basically an image that users can pin or save. When a pin gets saved or an image gets saved, it basically works as a virus, right? And I don't think it's right to say the word virus right now, but it basically works as a virus. You have 100 followers on Pinterest, right? This is not the amount of people you'll reach on the long term or mid term, but it's definitely the amount of people that it could reach in the short term. When a person saves it, let's say a person with 1,000 followers, it'll basically show your pin to 1,000 followers. So if someone or a follower from that person saves the pin, it acts as a virus. It'll start contagion different pages and it'll start getting more traffic. In order to get as many pins saved as you can and click, because saves are not important if you don't get clicks, but to get as many saved pins as you can, you need to create one image per post at the very least and 5, which is my recommendation. Not at the same time, you can create 5 every 6 months, but you want them to be high quality. You want it to be clear images, a clear text, a clear call to action, and you want them to have bold colors. Basically, what you want to do is make the person stop, look at the image, read it, get interested about it, and either click it or save it. One extra tip that I will want to give you right now is to do a search on Pinterest about the keyword you want to rank for. For example, if I wanted to create a pin for my own page SEO checklist that I will give you in the description for free for a limited time, if I want to create a piece of art for it, I'll go ahead and do on page SEO checklist, that search in the search bar, and see which pins are ranking better. Those pins are the pins that people are loving the most, so you can take a bit of inspiration, but don't get too far with it. So the first two things that you want to do if you want to create thousands of visitors each month and get hundreds of clicks to your website, even if it's 1 month old, is to first create a Pinterest profile which is completely optimized. You can easily do this by going into my guide, or if I have time, you can contact me and we'll see what deal we can get to. The second thing that you want to do is create high quality images. Please do use Canva. I use Canva myself, but please try to get a little bit creative and not just use the templates. The third thing you want to do is enter group boards. Group boards are a really nice way of expanding your reach. A group board is basically a board. A board is a place where you save your pins under a same category. For example, I have a board about SEO, I have a board about on-page SEO, one about keyword research, one about blogging tips. So that's a board which captures a whole category of pins, right? So a group board is a board where a lot of people contribute to. A group board has much more followers than you do. So you might have 0 followers right now, but a group board might have 20,000. If you get to enter to this group board, you'll be able to reach 20,000 more people each month. A group board is basically a way of collaborating, so be sure to pin the pins from others whenever you upload one. It's very likely that you'll be kicked if all you do is upload your content and never pin the ones from others. Again, quick summary. Pinterest guide, number 1. Create 1 image per post, high quality, at the very least. I recommend you to create 5 in the total's article lifespan. Third thing you want to do is enter group boards related to your niche. You can look at them using PinGroupie, you can look at them using Tailwind Tribes, and you can even use Pinterest search bar. There's a little tab where you can click on only search for group board names. So you can write, for example, fashion 2020, and it will basically look for every single group board that has that name. Then you send an invitation, well, not an invitation, then you send a request, and the leader of the group board will think if you are worth it. The fourth thing that I did was be consistent. I don't pin that much, but I do pin every single day, because something that you don't know, or some of you don't know, especially if you don't use Pinterest, is that Pinterest allows you to schedule different pins. So what I do is sit down one single day, create, let's say, 5-10 pins, write descriptions full of keywords, write titles, and write my URL. So what I do is clone that post and start posting it for the next 14 days with 2 days in between. That way I'll have content every single day, which varies between my own boards and my group boards. So that's my secret to keep consistent. And that's everything for today's episode, guys. I highly recommend you to go ahead and create a Pinterest account. Follow my guide at seoforablog.com. I will leave it in the description depending on your platform. And for any single question you might have, leave a comment, contact me at seoforablog.com, or look at me at Instagram as seoforablog or frugalseo. I'm more than excited to hear your success stories in 1 month, so be sure to subscribe to the podcast and comment on May 27th telling me the amount of visitors that you're already getting thanks to this episode. For more SEO tips for bloggers and small businesses on a budget, keep tuning in to the Frugal SEO Podcast.